Professor Trelawney hesitated, then lowered herself into the empty chair, eyes shut and mouth clenched tight, as though expecting a thunderbolt to hit the table. Professor McGonagall poked a large spoon into the nearest tureen. "Tripe, Sybil!" Professor Trelawney ignored her. Eyes open again, she looked around once more and said, "But where is dear Professor Lupin?" "I'm afraid the poor fellow is ill again," said Dumbledore, indicating that everybody should start serving themselves. "Most unfortunate that it should happen on Christmas Day." "But surely you already knew that, Sybil," said Professor McGonagall, her eyebrows raised. Professor Trelawney gave Professor McGonagall a very cold look. "Certainly I knew, Minerva," she said quietly, "but one does not parade the fact that one is all-knowing. I frequently act as though I'm not possessed of the inner eye, so as not to make others nervous." "That explains a great deal," said Professor McGonagall tartly. Professor Trelawney's voice suddenly became a good deal less misty. "If you must know, Minerva, I have seen that poor Professor Lupin will not be with us for very long. He seems aware himself that his time is short. He positively fled when I offered to crystal gaze for him."
"Imagine that," said Professor McGonagall dryly.
"I doubt," said Dumbledore, in a cheerful but slightly raised voice, which put an end to Professor McGonagall and Professor Trelawney's conversation, "that Professor Lupin is in any immediate danger. Severus, you've made the potion for him again?"
"Yes, headmaster," said Snape.
"Good," said Dumbledore. "Then he should be up and about in no time. Derek, have you had any of these chipolatas? They're excellent."
The first-year boy went furiously red on being addressed directly by Dumbledore and took the platter of sausages with trembling hands. Professor Trelawney behaved almost normally until the very end of Christmas dinner 2 hours later. Full to bursting with Christmas dinner and still wearing their party hats, Harry and Ron got up first from the table, and she shrieked loudly.
"My dears, which of you left his seat first? Which?"
"Dunno," said Ron, looking uneasily at Harry.
"I doubt it will make much difference," said Professor McGonagall coldly, "unless a mad axeman is waiting outside the doors to slaughter the first into the entrance hall."
Even Ron laughed. Professor Trelawney looked highly affronted.
"Coming?" Harry said to Hermione.
"No,"
Hermione muttered. "I want a quick word with Professor McGonagall."
"Probably trying to see if she can take any more classes,"
yawned Ron as they made their way into the entrance hall, which was completely devoid of mad axemen. When they reached the portrait hall, they found Sir Cadogan enjoying a Christmas party with a couple of monks, several previous headmasters of Hogwarts, and his fat pony. He pushed up his visor and toasted them with a flagon of mead.
"Merry Christmas! Password?"
"Scurvy cur," said Ron.
"And the same to you, sir,"
roared Sir Cadogan as the painting swung forward to admit them. Harry went straight up to the dormitory, collected the firebolt and the broomstick servicing kit Hermione had given him for his birthday, brought them downstairs, and tried to find something to do to the firebolt. However, there were no bent twigs to clip, and the handle was so shiny already it seemed pointless to polish it. He and Ron simply sat admiring it from every angle until the portrait hole opened and Hermione came in, accompanied by Professor McGonagall.